everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here to do some... Hopefully it's not going to affect the show at all. We're going to do entity clearing tonight, along with going to the Creation Lightship. So what I'd like everybody to do is, on our private conference calls, we do entity water. I'd like you all to get some special water, a glass of water, and we're going to charge it up to help you get rid of entities. And this will be very interesting if this is the first time that you've done this. So I'd like everybody now just to get up and get their glass of water ready, and we'll do the entity water in about 10 minutes from now. So I'll just talk about the light ship and what we're going to be doing this evening. We'll be going to the light ship, the Creation Light Ship. We'll be there out of time. This is the same light ship that Jesus used 2,000 years ago for his special healings and teachings for the ascension process. This is why it's here again. And it's here to help all sentient beings across the universe in the ascension process to regain their spiritual identity if they choose to. So where we are now with our growth is we're hopefully going to have everybody in their bodies for the ascension time so the physical body can bilocate, we'll say, to a different location with full spirit energy. If you can't be fully in your body, the ascension will not work for you, but your spirit will naturally leave. And where we are here on this earth energy, this earth density, this is much like a prison planet. Most people have not left here in thousands and thousands of years. Unfortunately, this is just the way it is. And the dark side has held everybody captive here. So there's not much here as far as spiritual law, spiritual integrity, because our space brothers would not allow it to come to us. And they're the ones that are supposed to be helping us through our spiritual development here. So getting back to entities. Entities are emotional bodies of people who passed on. You might want to call that ghost, if you would, and they have their own imprinting of their whole lifetime that they had when they were in someone's body before they passed on. Then they look around for a host, just like us here, me and you and everybody else out there. And they come into us when we get angry, upset, hurt ourselves, if we take any type of drugs or go out of our body through meditations or anything like that, or just go out of your body in general. Remember, when you're not home, who is? So when you're not home, these things pop into us. Then they can bring in their whole history of their lifetime. Maybe they lived 500 years ago and have talents and also addictions of something that was 500 years old, and they'll try to do that in your body in this lifetime. So you know, the easiest way to tell if you're not home is number one, kind of pinch yourself. I'd like everybody just to take maybe their hand and take your thumb and your forefinger and give yourself a little pinch. And if all of a sudden you get like a little more awareness, like you kind of wake up, that means that you probably were not home in your body a lot, okay? What happens is as you pinch yourself, you start causing a little bit of pain. And at that point, your spirit that's floating around out in the cosmos says, uh-oh, I'm responsible for this physical body here. So I am now going to come back in to the body to see if the body is in definite danger or not. Another way you can tell if someone is home, and including yourself, is look at yourself in a mirror. And if your eyes are glossed over, then you're not looking at yourself, you're looking at an entity. And the entities normally will not shine through your eyes, but they will look dark and lifeless. And you can look at your friends, especially if you go out around people who get intoxicated, people who smoke marijuana, all these people normally have glossy eyes all the time. And at that point, they're not responsible typically for their life because an entity is running it. And what I mean by responsible is that when they're not home, when you're not home in your body, at that point, an entity can come in for only a half an hour and you can talk to them, lecture them about what they're doing wrong. Maybe you have a person like that working for you. Maybe they're like a carpenter. And you say, yeah, you know, go out here and cut this wood this certain length, and you have to have like 50 of these things done in an hour's of time or whatever. And then all of a sudden, you come back 2 hours later and the job isn't done. And then you get exasperated and kind of yell at the person. Well, who you're yelling at is not the same person that you dealt with initially an hour and a half previous. It's somebody else listening. So it's very beneficial to understand about entities. And check out the eyes. If someone doesn't make eye contact you contact with you all the time, then chances are the entities don't want to be seen, so they're looking down on the ground or somewhere else. Anyway, this is kind of some clues for you, and then we'll teach you how to get into your body a little bit more. We're planning to do the light shift healings here probably around 5:30, okay? And we may go over a little bit. We'll just see what happens here. So get your glass of water and put it in front of you. And we're going to first activate the light shift insignia or the light beam, whatever one you wish. And if you're brand new to the program, then click on Creation Light Shift Healing. Scroll down about an inch or so on your scroll bar. And underneath the blinking flower is a beautiful light beam. And also it's underneath the fast chat. If you're on Creation Light Shift Healing, then click on the fast chat and you're going to see four different figures underneath the Listen Live button. And you can click on those and they'll open up into a larger picture on your screen. So we're going to activate these right now. And like I said, if you're new, just kind of look and watch these energies come out of these photographs here, these pictures. And you're actually going to feel the energy going into your heart center as they project this beautiful love energy. I especially like watching the light beam. This is one of the beams that I work with. And I see her eyes become very, very crystal clear. I start seeing white light coming out of her eyes. And if you notice, if you move your head back and forth or up and down across your monitor, she's still watching you. And you can look at the rays on her forehead being emitted. They'll start to change colors. And you might see a smile come on her face momentarily as you're looking. And you go, wow, what was that? And then you're going to see her face also become a little more three-dimensional. With the light shift insignia, this normally will transmit all the 12 source energies to you. This is how you're made up of each one of these energies. And you're going to feel the beautiful love energy from that insignia also. So what we're going to do now is charge up our water for entities. And this is going to help to release them out of your body. So if you're brand new to the program, put one hand on each side of your glass of water. And this water, typically you want to drink it today, tonight. So put your hands on it, and you may start to feel the love energy from your monitor screen connecting to your body. And also, incidentally, this energy is going through your whole room and very possibly through your whole house. So it'll actually eliminate entities from your location where you're living. It's very strong. It's pure love energy. And you may start to feel it happening right now to you. Since I've been talking, this energy has been activated. And we have about 15 more seconds. Okay. So just take your glass of water now and have as much as you want of it. And I'll have some of it myself. So cheers to everyone. And I guess happy Friday here. Well, mine is good. It's always good. I don't know if I had any entities in me or not. I normally run, like right now I'm running about 97% spirit energy, so there couldn't be too much in me. And anyway, we'll see if Sylvia's there. So Sylvia, are you around?
I'm here. Hi, everyone, and welcome to, actually, I believe this is Saturday night's program.
That's true.
So, boy, that water was a wonderful experience. That's actually the first time that I've had the entity water for myself, and just feeling those beautiful divine energies come into my living space here is just a really wonderful experience, and I hope you're all feeling that as well. So this is a wonderful night tonight because we get the opportunity to go to the light shift in a little bit. And in the meantime, if you have a question or something that you would like to talk about, you can type it into the fast chat, and we'll keep our eye on that for you. So let's talk a little bit more, Ron, about this subject of entities. Because I know for myself, sometimes I've walked around and seen people that just seems like there was just nobody home, or their eyes were real glossed over, or you tried to talk with them, or maybe you had to work with them, and you just get the feeling that there was really nobody home, and you know that it was either like either no one there, or an entity there, or a robot, or some kind of something besides spirit energy. So what can we do when we're in situations like that, and how can we make sure that ourselves, that we keep our spirit energy fully present so that we don't get entities?
Well, the first thing is to be in your body as much as you can. So we'll do a little exercise right now for everyone. And I would like you all to, say, put your hands in front of you like you're doing a prayer, and put it in front of your heart center with your palms facing each other, fingers pointing up. And maybe somebody can type in on the fast chat, I now increase my life force energy. And what will happen is we're going to do an affirmation and say this out loud many times. And you're going to want to first pull your hands apart and probably go body width. And then bring them in slowly and see if you can feel with your body's energy some visible ball tension. It might feel like you're compressing a spring between your hands. And this is not a mental exercise, so your mind really can't tell you that, okay? So just kind of move your hands apart and come in and just say, okay, body, tell me where this energy is. And move your hands in and it's going to stop automatically, okay? Body width or further, that's pretty good. Most people are going to be typically about maybe 3 to 6 inches. So again, check that out now for yourself. What I do right now is say the affirmation, which is I now increase my life force energy. We'll all do it in unison here. Here we go. So bring your hands apart. Maybe come out to the full side of you and come in slowly and feel where that energy is. And once you feel it, then stop and we'll say the affirmation. So here we go. I now increase my life force energy. And move your hands further apart. And come back in again and you're going to find out that they're probably extended out about 6 inches more or so. We'll say it again. I now increase my life force energy. And then just do that again, and we'll say it. I now increase my life force energy. 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 We'll do it 10 more times. This will really put you in your body. I now increase my life force energy. And so for most of you, if not all of you, you should feel your hands are all the way out alongside of you. So you don't have to use your hands any longer. That's just a way that you can detect and see where your energy is inside of your body and how it's being projected around you. So you just put them in front of you if you wish, and we'll just keep saying it. I now increase my life force energy. 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 And two more times. I now increase my life force energy. I now increase my life force energy. So, assuming that most of you feel very charged up right now, you should be. You should feel very clear. If you have a mirror around, look at your eyes in a mirror. You're going to see them sparkling a lot more than what they did when you first started this show. The next thing you might actually sense or feel is your body heating up. You might feel maybe internal, your body kind of shaking, having an internal fluctuation of energy. You might feel tingles internally, a warmth. All these are normal as your spirit comes into your body to heal it. So this is very common. And the more you say it, the more you're going to be in your body. and this is very good to do. I'd recommend doing it probably 3 to 5 times a day, and keep saying it out loud and moving your hands around, and do it for about a week, and then after that you're actually training your body and you won't have to really move your hands any longer. And this is very good if you're driving a long distance and you want to wake up. Maybe you have to come home and maybe you're an hour from town and you have to really get your energy up more so you don't have to, you know, worry about getting into a car wreck or something. This is one way to get into your body more quickly. You might try pinching your body right now, like we mentioned earlier, and you're going to find that it's not going to have an effect. For those of you who felt a little higher consciousness during this process, when you pinch yourself, now you're more home, more present. And the byproduct is that since you're using your spirit energy to do your psychic evaluations, maybe psychic readings for yourself, your intuitive awareness of things around you, when you're in your body, more and more you have more of that ability, which means that if you are attempting to check out things in your life to get some guidance, your spirit is what gives that to you, and naturally that's a common occurrence as you become more fully present inside of your body. So, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Great. That was really wonderful. And some time ago, we did a radio program talking about the baby energy that people had when they first body, and how they were present in the body and they weren't like full of entities or anything like that at that point. So do you think that we could ask the light ship to do a special sample of that for everyone tonight?
Sure. So what we'll do is the light ship bring to you the energy of you, and we'll do it when you were, between when you were born to probably 6 months. So the light ship will find the proper age to bring to you that was, we'll say, more in love energy, more in divine energy of yourself. That's the highest percentage of that. Again, there's nothing for you to do. The light ship healings do not use earth-based mind technologies that everybody talks about down here doing clearings. It's instantaneous for you to do. Just sit back and relax. And here comes the energy when you were a very, very young child here. You count to 10 as it comes into you. Go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and this is how you were when you were born, when you were 100% in your body. We'll just put some music on and just sit back and relax and enjoy the energy of who you used to be, fully in your body. Okay, and now what we're going to do is bring in an energy. This is the energy of Jesus when he was 20 years of age, and a lot of people just love that energy. And here he comes, his energy. You can feel it coming through the light beam or the light beam insignia. So we'll count to 10, and here comes the energy of Jesus as he walked the earth at the age of 20, 2,000 years ago. So commanding the energy in. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, just sit back and relax and feel this wonderful energy from the lightship of Jesus. Now, since you're very centered, we're going to do the mind-to-heart drop. And here we go. Think of an elevator. This is the first time on this program. We do this on every show. This you can do yourself. So you want to think of the elevator, the 10th floor being your forehead. This is your awakening consciousness. And the first floor will be your heart center. And here we go. Just think of these energies like that as you start to drop down in consciousness. And I'll do it slow at first, and I'll stop at your fifth chakra so you can actually feel the energy in your fifth chakra. This will be your mind energy. And you might actually feel the thoughts coming out of your throat. So here we go. Dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And here we go. We'll stop at 5 this time. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, and 5. So for those of you who could drop easily, you're in your heart center. If you're used to doing this, and those who are new might actually feel their thoughts coming from their throat, and we'll continue on dropping you down. So 4, 3, 2, and 1. We'll drop all of you down now into your heart. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And if you notice, this entity water should have helped you out immensely. You should be able to be centered very quickly right now. And again, go into your heart. Stay there. And communicate with your own divinity, your spirit, and ask for guidance now. And you can also request healing, because your spirit is what actually heals you. drop you down a little bit stronger here. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Sylvia, are you there?
I'm here and really enjoying everything so far. It's wonderful. Before we go any further, I wanted to make mention of something that you might like to know about if you're listening, and that is that there's a new group starting up, a Yahoo group, for the Creation Lightship. And this is specifically for everyone who's working with the Creation Lightship and Ron with these healings and wants to just, you know, have kind of a community to share their experiences with the healing. So it's very easy to do. You just need to set up a Yahoo email, which you can do for free so that you have your own identity. And then you just join, you go to Yahoo Groups, and it'll give you a little search window, and you just type in Creation Lightship. And that'll take you to the group. And I wanted to say a special thank you to Annika, who's been setting this up for us. And it should be very wonderful and very nice to participate in. And we hope to have it be a great experience for everyone to be able to talk with each other that way. So let's see. What shall we do next, Ron?
Well, let's see here. We'll be going to the light ship shortly here. Let's do a chakra alignment. So here we go. We'll go to your heart center first and reposition that. That feels good. Throat's good. Third eye's good. Everybody's probably in alignment. There we go. Power chakra fine, second fine, first fine. So everybody has been aligned automatically when these very high frequency energies came in. What we're going to do now is an opening for you, though. And I like to have them opened at least body width for most people. And that way you have more chances to have a healing on this show tonight. So here we go. Heart chakra. Use the word spin to open it up. Spin, 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 open. And go into your throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. And third eye, spin, open. You notice there are different degrees or amounts of the time that I'm saying the word spin. This is because they're already opened up fully. And here we go. Power chakra. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. And for those who have, I'm going to do a different little healing session here real quick. For those of you who have had an ankle problem in your life, we're going to reposition your ankle chakras here. And if they're not properly done throughout your legs, we'll say you may have cold ankles, cold feet, or cold legs. So here we go. Going to reposition your ankle chakras. There they go. Perfect. That's your right side and left side right now. Great. Now we're going to go up to your knees. This is people who've had knee injuries and or surgeries. Here we go. Coming around the right knee. Good. And left knee. Good. Now we'll go to your hip joints. Do these chakras here. And go into your right hip area, your pelvis area. There we go. Perfect. And left side, perfect. Now we're going to run some energy down your body, down to the bottom of your feet, up your legs. And you might even comment on the fast chat how you're feeling. And also, we do love getting testimonials. You can click to the bottom of the page if you wish. Go down all the way and type in your testimonial if you had any healings tonight. And you can also join our email list if you wish by doing that too. The same location. Okay, that feels great. Okay, to go to the light shift, this is only going to work with the people who are listening this evening. If you happen to be listening to an archive, you will feel the energy, but you will not be in the light shift. That's because of just precautions that are out there right now. We still have, other beings out there in spaceships in the 3D realm, maybe higher, doing abductions. So the lightship needs me to tell you that they do not want you thinking that you're going to the lightship when you really will not be. So here we go. If you have any animals or pets, you might want to bring your whole house up, the yard around you. Maybe you're listening to me and you have a large ranch and you have lots of cows and cattle and stuff and chickens. Just think of them too. They'll all go to the lightship together. So here we go. I'm going to go up right now, and we're going up, and now we're there. Everything that you brought up, except for yourself, is now leaving for particular healings, and the light beings will work with them. There's special locations for everything that is created. And we're going now into a special room, which is the transporter room. They're doing a body scan on us. And remember, on the light ship, the bodies that are created here on the Earth plane do not go there because the light ship never created them. They're only responsible for what they created, which is your spirit in your body and the physical body blueprint. And so the emotional densities, different traumas that we've had in different bodies, etc., the problem there is that they do not go to the light ship. This is your baggage, which we call about down here. So it'll stay here, but up on the light ship, they're going to rematerialize your spirit to put it fully in integrity. So if you're listening to the program and maybe for some reason you're on and you've had maybe a few extra wines tonight or something and you're not really home, maybe only 20% on your body, on the light ship you are 100%. And you're brought up there right now. So you will be detoxed instantly. And so when your spirit's with you 100%, that's what's needed to give your body the ability to do healing. So on the light ship, you will have your healing. When you come back here, the densities which you're still hanging on to form around you, and that's why the healings don't always take place down here in the physical because of the 108 bodies that inhabit us carrying densities are not allowed to be healed because of the densities that are here. We're going into the first room now. This is very exciting. I like this room. This is the hot tub room. And in the hot tub room, we have a wonderful set of hot tubs. There's about a dozen of these. We all have our own hot tubs, so we're not actually in different hot tubs or in a big, gigantic pool together. Kind of like in the hippie days, you know, in the 60s, you know, where individual energies will not ever mix. And right now we're going into some pink hot tubs. The pink energy is very, very nice. I'm going to bring that down for us here. You can feel the pink energy from the hot tub. So here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And yes, when you go to the light ship, anything where your bodies have been in complete darkness, you are in quarantine at that time. And so the light ship will not allow anything that's not a pure light to go into it. So those bodies are put in quarantine, and they won't be worked with typically on the light ship. I can work with them down here with people, but the light ship has to hold pure 100% light energy. Otherwise, it would be infected like it is here, and we don't want to have that happen. Okay, we're going into the next room, and this room is going to be working with our spine, our central nervous system. So if we have any concerns with lower back issues, maybe you have a problem between your shoulder blades, maybe you have a problem with your neck, you could have a vertebrae out or something, just request your healing now. Remember, the light only works in the now, and they won't do anything against your free will, so you have to request healing. And the now is from this now, and the next now is now, now, and then we go now, now again, and it's continuous now. So it's very nice for you to request your healing maybe every half a minute here. Okay. And you may feel this energy of your spine moving. They can correct the scoliosis pretty easily on the light ship. Had a lot of people reporting that their backs are straighter and that people actually are taller when they get done with the session. So I'd like everybody to do now, since they're working with your spine, they're working with your joints also, is just to get up and walk a little bit, okay? And as you walk around, kind of twist and bend over and stretch, and just see how you're feeling. If you feel a slight change in energy, and it feels good to you, then say, hey, I want some more. And just request that, inside of your heart center, inside of your head. Either way, they'll hear the information. Remember, it's up to you to stop your healing. Just keep asking, and they'll do as much as they can for you. But if the density is down here, is what actually caused the problem, then they can't override that. It's up to you to heal yourself of these traumas down here with the Lichapath special program. This is why I do private sessions with people. Next room that we're going into, and still just keep walking around if you would. You're going to be working with the bottom of your feet. And you may want to have your shoes off now if your floor isn't too cold, and kind of walk around. Or they're going to put on some air cushions to you. This is very, very interesting. So this takes about 2 minutes. I'd like you to keep walking. And takes about normally between 6 to 7 of these little energetic treatments here. They're doing one right now for you. So they're actually readjusting the arch on your foot, checking the bones out, working with your toes, working with your heel, the ball of your foot. And right now the first procedure is completed. Remember, you're out of time, and so it could take them an hour to work on you, even though maybe seconds down here. Okay, next it's the second session here. And they're now going to be putting a little small air cushion, we'll call it, between the bottom of your foot and the floor. That one's done. And number two, that's perfect. Number three now, starting. Okay. And now it's number four. And number five. And you may feel like you're actually walking off the floor a little bit as you're walking. Like maybe you weigh about 50 pounds less than what you have previously. Or like you have a really, really plush carpet underneath you. And we're going to go to number nine for us. So here we go. We're on four, number five. Good. Number six. Okay. Number seven. And number eight. And one more time, number nine. There we go. So again, walk and just kind of see how your body's responding. See if you feel any taller. See if your back is a little bit straighter. Do some bending over and twist. You might have some vertebrae or muscles get released, so that you can have your back a little bit straighter, may feel your bones pop back into place, maybe your knees are popping or something. And now they're working on our necks. So if you want, you can sit down now and just kind of take a note of how you feel. You're going to go to your heart center right now, and as much as they can do, release energies from your heart that maybe has caused trauma from you here. And I'll do that down here also. Remember, the light ship does not work with emotional densities. They did not create it, so they don't work with that energy on the light ship, because that's judgment energy. Here we go. But they will work with your physical body to release energies out of that. Here we go. Releasing energies from your heart center. These are like little knots that you may have had from relationships. Remember, everything is a relationship to you here. There we go. And again, we'll do a chakra opening for your heart. So, heart chakra, spin, 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 open. Great. We're going into another room. This is a lot of people's favorite. This is a large swimming pool. This is where the dolphins are. And remember, each team of light beings have three of them in their particular group. And we have three dolphins. And if you wish, you can put your hand in front of you right now, because you're in this pool with the dolphins. And you can move your hand up and down and back and forth. Maybe move your hand out about 6 inches or so in front of you, and you can actually feel the texture of the skin of the dolphin. And it's very, very nice all of a sudden you make that connection. You might have the hair on your arm actually stand up. You may feel the softness to the texture of the skin right now. There we go. I'll let you just sit with that energy for a little bit. It's very nice. And I'll put some music on and just enjoy. And continuously request your healings every half a minute. And just pick on about three different types of healings that you'd like to have this evening. Going into the next room. This one is where they can help us with our physical body pain. So again, if you have any pain in your body, request healing right now. There's many modalities of healing there. And here we go. We're in this room, so do request your healing. Beautiful butterfly energy. And you're going to see large butterflies if you're a seer. And they're going to come to you and do their healings. It's a very precious room. These are very loving beings. And again, request your healing. Going into a room where they're going to help us out with our circulation, and also they'll be working with our lymphatic system. So again, request healing because you're in these rooms right now. And the third room is cases where there's many, many modalities of healing. They'll start working inside of our mouth for maybe a toothache, gum infection, anything like this, sinuses. So request your healing. And again, you might want to even walk around just to see how your spine is doing right now and how your feet's feeling. And the females are helping us out right now. They're, again, working with our shoulders, giving us like a little massage work on our shoulders and working with our bottom of our feet and our toes. You might feel your hands being worked with. So again, just kind of take a mental note of how your body's doing. Ask your body, say, hey, what's happening here? And gain your heart center. Feel that love connection. Going to another location, and this location is where you were created. This is the spirit that resides with you in your heart center, and I'm going to have it walk into you fully. We're going into this room right now, and I'll count to 10, and this is what we call Love Comes Walking In. This is part of the song lyrics of Van Halen, Love Walks In. So here we go. This is your spirit reuniting with your body in 100% spirit energy. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll do it one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And scan your heart center, and this is who you are right now. Next, we're going into some special rooms. This is where they'll be working with our internal organs. So again, request your healing. And it's like the golden whales would like to have a little visit with us. So we're going into another location. And this is like another large swimming pool. And coming to us are the golden whales. And again, if you wish, put your hand out. You can feel their skin in front of you. And just enjoy this wonderful experience here with the whales. And again, you want to request your healing. Going to a room where they have the large amethyst crystal geode. This is a lot of people's favorites too. And we're in the room right now. We're levitating. And each individual crystal has its own frequency of vibration. It's a conscious being and it'll help you do some healing work. We're going to bring down this crystal energy for you to experience now. And so it'll be here within the next 15 seconds. Working on your joints in another location. If you have any concerns with maybe an elbow problem or maybe a shoulder problem, knuckles on your hand, just request healing now and we'll see what they can do for you. going to one other location before we come back. And this is where they have the beautiful silver waterfall. And this will help to cleanse your auric field around your body. And this is being done right now for you, so you may feel your body changing energies down here. Remember, what happens to us down here on the earth plane is that we're in time. And in time is where you have judgment and where you hold densities in the body. And these cellular memories and histories of your ancestors that are stored with you is what we're hopefully trying to eliminate down here on the physical plane. On the light ship, they're out of time, and these energies don't go there. This is why it's so important to do your spiritual work down here, to allow your spirit to be fully with you for the healings from the light ship. And if you're unable to release the densities from your past, then your spirit has a really hard time doing this for you, because it's still in love energy. It doesn't really know about the densities of judgment. That's why it leaves you and you're not in your body all the way. So when you become a perfect light body, when you integrate your spirit with your physical body, then you're walking as one. And the trick is to first, like we did earlier, do the countdown from 10 to 1, go into your heart. And after you practice that a bunch of times, then from there you want to enlarge your heart chakra up and have it kind of join each chakra in your body. And you actually feel the shift, and you will be walking with full spirit energy with you, because you have to expand the energy out. So the ascension process is not just being loving and caring inside of your heart. That's just connecting with your spirit. It's having your whole body have that same energy throughout it. And you must be fully in your body to do the ascension. This is why this program is here. This is why the light beings have chosen BBS Radio to do this segment on. So we're hoping that all of you do catch on and do healing, because it's very, very important. And your body would love to leave this planet here for one last time and leave with its full integrity of the body without leaving it behind here. So we're going to be coming back now from the light ship. And they show me one more room that they wish to go into for healing. And this room will be the room where the flowers are. So there's many, many flowers. Some are like, maybe 4 to 6 foot in diameter, like really large sunflowers. There's all different types. There's some nectar in there. You can walk across the room and actually taste it. So if you're doing that, you might find your saliva changing. So this is the last room we're going to be in, is the room of the wonderful flower energy. Back now, going down the long hallway. If you wish to stop for a minute, you can look on the right side of you, and there's the windows to the light ship. And there's only one creation light ship. This is where everything was created in the universe. This is what you're on right now that created you. You can look out and see the different stars and planets and the whole universe from this vantage point here. It's quite awesome if you are a seer to see these beautiful sights. And we're now walking down this curved kind of wall. It's slightly curved, and now we're going back into the orientation room. And this is where you're thanking the different doctor teams for working with you. They're having a conference with you right now, telling you what they found. And it's between you and the doctors as far as your healings tonight. These light beams are helping you as much as they can, but remember, if you're, kind of stuck down here with the energies of judgment, it's hard for them to help you. It's up to you to release it. And we're coming now into the next room, which is the transporter room. And this is where everything is joining you right now that came up with you for this wonderful healing session. We're getting ready to come back down. And we're coming down right now. And now we're from the light ship, leaving it, and you're back in your seat 100% now. So what happens during these calls is that you're being transported, you could use the term beamed up continuously. Remember, you're a vibration, and you hear off and on, off and on, off and on, and when you're off, this is when you're on the light ship. And when you're on is when you're here in full consciousness. So I guess we'll just talk about the event that we're having next Saturday. It's a special four-hour conference call at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. The cost is $60 for that. You can just give me an email if you wish to come on it, or a phone call. And I can give you the number to call in on with the PIN number. And hope to have you on it. And I'll just turn it back over to you, Sylvia. Have anything to add?
Okay. Well, boy, that was a wonderful, wonderful ship experience. And thank you so much, Ron, for all of those feelings. And really personally enjoyed hearing you talk about the heart chakra and expanding that energy out throughout your entire body. So that was wonderful advice to help us. I just want to really encourage anyone to come on the call next Saturday if at all possible. If you enjoyed this 20 minutes that you spent on the ship just now, you'll probably just really be amazed at what you can have happen in the four-hour trip. And there's all kinds of healings that happen during that time, as well as ascension preparation and also water activation. So it's really wonderful. I can't say enough wonderful things about it. So hope to have you all with us then. And I guess other than that, good night, and we'll see you on Monday. So until then, have a wonderful, peaceful, and joyous weekend.
Okay, so see you all later, and I'm sure you're very well restful right now, in peace a lot, probably just melting in your chair, and just kind of sit back and enjoy the energy. We'll leave the energy of the light being, and also the light ship insignia on your monitor screen. They'll give you pure love energy for the next half an hour. So just kind of sit there in bliss and feel this love energy that is made up of you. And this is who you are. You're all of these 12 energies. So blessings, and we'll just say good night. So see you later.